Our focus for Rooted in God's Word, focused on mission, today is going to be with Pastor Monga. So let's get Pastor Monga on the line and get our conversation underway. Today we'll be focusing on living out the mission, not just talking about the mission, but living out the mission with Pastor Passmo Monga, who's going to be giving us some perspective on our grow model. We hope we'll be able to reach the pastor. Anyways, being focused on God's mission requires more than understanding. It demands active living. Every believer is called to be the embodiment of Christ's love and share the gospel in everyday life. That's why we're hoping we'll be able to talk to Pastor Monga to talk to us on the topic for today. Pastor Monga, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Pastor. How are you?
We are doing well.
Lovely, lovely. Pastor Monga, what does it mean to live out God's mission in daily interactions? Eh?
To live God's mission, like we find it in the Bible there, where we have got the gospel permission, go ye therefore,
right,
make disciples of all nations. And to live this mission means our thoughts, our words, our actions are supposed to align with God's will.
Okay.
Meaning, I am living as a stranger. I'm living as a pilgrim, someone who is passing through, someone who's waiting for something better. And because I'm waiting for something better, I'm also inviting others to this very mission.
Right.
Meaning, I have been called so that I can also call others.
So how can personal actions reflect a focus on Christ's purpose?
Yeah, personal actions, you remember also in Matthew where it says, let your light shine, you are the salt of the world. And then he says, when you shine, it is your Father who is going to be glorified. Meaning, when people hear me, the way I reason, the way I talk, the way I do whatever I do,
right,
or the way you do whatever you do, people say, no. It is not only him who is doing this. You remember that, like the account we find in Acts chapter 6, verse 10 and 15 there, where we find Stephen, that the way he reasoned, people were not able to resist him. And then those who looked at him, the Bible says that they saw his face as the face of an angel. And this is a human being, but because he is living God's mission, even the way he is looking, even the way he is reasoning, is telling others that, no, this person is a missionary. This person is on a mission.
Wow. Okay. Even the face, the way you look. Okay. So in what ways can believers demonstrate love and service as part of their mission?
Yeah, come again?
I was asking, in what ways can us as believers demonstrate love and service as part of our mission?
We can demonstrate by reaching, you remember when we talk about the service, we are talking about doing the will of God. Talk about reaching out to the needy. Like it was the disciples, remember those disciples in Acts chapter 3? They are going to the temple.
Right.
They are going to the temple there. They find someone who is lame, a man by the door, by the temple gate there. And then they reach out to this man. And then they help him. This man was asking for physical help.
Yeah.
But the disciples, these people, because they were on a mission, they did not just see a beggar in him, but they see someone who needs more.
Right.
And this person is healed of the challenge that he had, his lame legs and everything. We are told that he was like that since he was born. But he meets these people who are on a mission, and this man is restored, not only physically, but also spiritually. He can even join the worship. Those are the services that should point others to Christ. And long talk about the life of Elisha. Elisha was a living missionary. He goes to this place. These people are working. They lose an X-ray head. He helps them. Right. He goes to this place. There is food poisoning. He helps them. Mm-hmm. He goes to, in other words, your actions are just pointing to one direction. That you are God's messenger, and you are there to help people in their day-to-day activities. Right. It's more than preaching, more than opening the Bible, but all your actions must be those of helping, meaning they are selfless.
Okay. And how does staying rooted in Scripture motivate outreach and evangelism?
Yeah, for sure. That is the real evangelism. In Scripture, like we have said, over and over calls us as missionaries, that we have been called so that we can also reach out others. Meaning, whatever I do, it's not just pastors, it's not just broadcasters, wherever you are. The person who is repairing shoes, the person who is repairing vehicles, the person who is repairing preachers,
right.
Whatever you are doing, we must see ourselves as believers, as missionaries.
Right.
The way I mend these shoes, the way I mend these bicycles, the way I repair, must all make a difference.
Right.
That I'm not just like another mechanic, okay. But I'm a mechanic on a mission. And that is very important for us. Even a teacher in the classroom must know that he or she is there as a missionary.
Absolutely.
The way she teaches, the way you do your, whether you are a consultant in business, the way you do it must differentiate you from the rest of others. In other words, you must stand out of the crowd.
Final question, Pastor. What opportunities exist today to actively participate in God's mission?
The opportunities that are there today, I can get my phone and then send a message to 10 people every day who are on my phone book. I just write a message, God is love.
That's right.
An SMS, on Facebook,
absolutely.
On WhatsApp, on Instagram, on X. Just send one message to 10 people.
Yes.
God
yes.
is love. And that those messages can go along.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. Perfectly simple. You really don't need a platform. Your phone, your very device is your platform. Pastor Munga, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to more conversations with you. Have a wonderful day further, sir.
It's a pleasure. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Thank you, sir.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.